Thank you for joining us today and to share an important message for survivors of Indian residential schools who made a claim through the IAP or the ADR process. The Survivor Secretariat is here today to answer a few questions about the approaching 2027 deadline where these records are set to be destroyed unless survivors apply to have their records preserved. And I want to begin by acknowledging that this conversation may be difficult and may bring up difficult memories for survivors and their families, and our intention is to not reopen wounds, but to ensure survivors have clear, respectful information and the time they need to make their own decisions. And joining me today is Laura Arndt with Survivor Secretariat. So thank you for doing this today, Laura.
Thank you, Andy. I'm looking forward to having this chat with you.
And so to start, can you explain in plain terms what's going on and what survivors need to know right now?
So in 2027, the IAP records associated with the TRC's work will be destroyed. The sensitivity of these files from day one has been acknowledged because these are the situations where survivors met with lawyers to talk about psychological, physical, sexual abuse and experiences at the Mush Hole. So they're highly sensitive, highly confidential. And at the time, survivors were aware that the records were to be kept confidential. Since that time, a lot has changed on the landscape. We have now seen the release of the TRC's final report, calls to action. We've seen an investigation into murdered and missing women, an inquiry into murdered and missing Indigenous women and girls. And we saw the identification of 215 anomalies at Kamloops. And with those things added, the importance of records and documents in the investigations into what happened at the Mohawk Institute and Indian residential schools across the country become very important. And many of the survivors that we work with, because there are survivors from 60 First Nations across Canada who had their children taken and brought to the Mush Hole, for many of those survivors, they want the truth to be uncovered. And many of them, when they did the IAP process, could never have known that since that time, the findings of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, murdered and missing, and now unmarked burials would be so focused on records and documents as part of trying to find and bring home those children that either died or are missing or were disappeared at residential schools. So as part of our work, we've become increasingly aware of the aim to destroy the IAP files in 2027. And this is a decision that's been upheld by Canada's highest court. What we want to do is reconnect with survivors across the country and say to them, do you want a copy of your file from the IAP process? Could it be part of your own questions about what happened to other children at the school? Could you be making your statement available to others in your family as part of sharing the history? And in some cases, some survivors might want to share their records to be part of the investigations into unmarked burials. But the dilemma is many survivors don't know they have a choice. And that's why we're asking, if you want a copy of your records or you would like that a copy of the record held so that maybe your own family can access it, you have options. And that's what we're here to do.
And so a lot of information. So when you're saying records, what exactly are we talking about here?
So we're talking about when you did the IAP process, you would have given a statement. You would have talked about your experience. It was part of the settlement agreement. So you had a common experience, which was given to survivors of the residential schools. And then there was this IAP and ADR process, which was tied to another part of the settlement. And so for survivors, that statement that they gave to the lawyers was recorded. It was transcribed in written form. And those are the records that are going to be destroyed. So if you talked to the IAP people or the ADR people, then there is a transcript of what you said, and that is what is going to be destroyed in September of 2027.
And so what happens if a survivor who did do this doesn't fill out the paperwork before the deadline?
The records will automatically be destroyed. There will be no record of what was shared, or the events that happen. So we have essentially erased the history of what is shared when those records get destroyed.
So given all that information and talking about what choices the survivors have, what is it that they can do at this time? What options do they have?
So they have a set of options, and I know you're going to provide this information at the end of our interview, but they have an option to ask for a copy of their files. And there's a website and a Q&A, myrecordsmychoice.ca. And at that website, you can learn what's going to happen with the records and file, because there's a Q&A there. And then there's also an ability for you to say, I want my records preserved. And they can be preserved by the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation, which currently holds them, or you can ask for a copy of them. And then there's options even within that. So if they're preserved, they can be protected so that they're not readily accessible to everybody. Or you can just say, hey, I want my copy and I don't want the NCTR to hold them.
And so would Survivor Secretariat get a copy of anyone's records?
No. So we're not doing this so that we can get access to the records of survivors. We're doing this because every Indian residential school survivor who is part of this process has the right to be self-determining. They get to make the choice. And so what we are doing, because we understand the importance of records and documents, is saying, remember, you were part of this process. Remember how important what you shared is, and you have a chance to keep or preserve that statement. And that's what's important here. It's not about us getting a copy.
And for survivors who have concerns or are worried about privacy, what should they know?
What they should know is only they can request the files. No family member can ask on your behalf. If you are the person who gave the statement, you're the only person who can ask for it. And it's critically important that if family members are hearing this and you want to talk to your parent, your aunt, or your uncle about the IAP process and the options, it's very important that you sit down, go to the website, and learn more so that Indian residential school survivor who is a family member makes a decision that works for them.
And I guess just lastly, Laura, what would you like survivors to hear most clearly today from this discussion?
I think the most important thing is you have a choice around what happens with what you share during the Indian residential school settlement process. I would say to you, as a daughter of a residential school survivor, you have nothing but our respect for going through that process, because it was so difficult. And if you would like to be part of the preservation of this history so that our communities and our families understand what you survived, there's a way you can do it. And if you say that this history needs to end with me, then you know that come September of 2027, it will. So I think you have a choice, and I don't want you to have to go back to it, but if you have thought about maybe I should keep a copy, this is the time to have the conversation with yourself or with your family.
All right, Laura, thank you very much for doing this today and speaking on a very important issue definitely throughout the entire country. So thank you for sitting down and doing this today.
Thank you, Andy. It was a great meeting with you.
For more information or to request your records, survivors can contact My Records, My Choice toll free at 1-877-635-2648 or visit myrecordsmychoice.ca. Mohawk Institute survivors can receive assistance from the Survivor Secretariat to complete application and consent forms. You can stop in at the Secretariat during regular work hours or call 1-888-597-1062 or email info@survivorsecretariat.ca. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic news.